Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast, where we focus on the people, the places, and the events in our small town. Today we sit down with Ned Thomas, the new city manager for Boulder City. Although he's relatively new at the job, he had to get up to speed quickly because the proposal to revamp the downtown section of Boulder City to become more ADA compliant heated up rather quickly. This interview was conducted the day after a town hall was held to discuss the different proposals for that plan. Thomas talks about that issue and also gets us informed on how and why he came to Boulder City. He has been in public service his entire life and spent some quality time in Japan and elsewhere during his diverse career. He spoke with me in the City Council chambers in May. Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast. My guest today is the new city manager, Ned Thomas. Ned, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You've only been in town for a few months now, and you've already made a big impression. So I'm glad we could get together with you and kind of introduce you to the residents here.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate that.
So I wanted to welcome you to Boulder City, but I think you got a big welcome last night at the event talking about the parking on Main Street in downtown. What was your impression of the response there?
I was very happy to see that so many residents came out to be heard and also to listen, and that we could have a great conversation around what's being planned along Nevada Way. I come from a background in planning and community development, so those types of meetings are just part and parcel of the work that I do. And again, just very happy. I know that Boulder City residents are engaged, and I'm told that they're very interested in things that happen around the city, and yesterday was just evidence of that.
Boulder City residents can be very, very passionate, for sure. So obviously, the first plan that was shown to the residents was not very well received. But do you think the second plan, Plan B, has been received more appropriately?
Yes, I was very pleasantly surprised by the response last night. I believe this goes back a couple of years there before I arrived, of course, but there were actually four different options, four or five different options that were presented. The direction that staff had received from the council was to work with the businesses along and property owners along Nevada Way, which we've been doing. And I think it was over a year ago that at that time, I believe it was option three was chosen as the preferred option. And we were working toward that end. And as we got into it, we started to hear from the community as well.
Right.
And yeah, we always listen, always want to listen and be responsive to the needs of the community. So, and then we did a demonstration last week, and we received some additional input from the fire department as well.
Right.
So a lot of, we need to receive input from a lot of different constituencies, but altogether it began to be very clear that option three was not as workable as we had hoped. Then particularly the parking in the center of the street was not very popular, and there were a number of issues with that. None of the options are perfect, but we went back to the drawing board, and we modified what was called, I think, option 2A, and it has retains the parking, and it provides parallel parking on the south side, but we compensate for that for additional parking along Wyoming.
Right.
I think the big issue that will make everyone happy is that there will be no removal of any trees.
Right.
I think one tree has to be removed for to accommodate an additional handicap parking space, but that tree will be replanted or a new tree will be planted elsewhere.
Right. So. The gentleman who was giving the group that I was in said that there's some trees that were going to come down on Wyoming, but that's not the case. There's that median there?
Oh, in the median, yes. I believe there are some smaller trees there.
Right.
So the median will be relocated so that we can accommodate angled parking on Wyoming. There's some public artwork that's in the median as well, and that will be relocated.
Okay.
So any trees that we remove, we will plant twice that many, either nearby or elsewhere in the city.
Right. Well, I was surprised to learn that the angle that you park, makes a difference as well. There's a 45 degree angle now, and the other plans had not had that kind of drastic angle.
Yeah, that was new to me too. I'm not a traffic engineer,
right.
but I've been doing planning and development long enough that you can do a 45 degree angle, or I believe the other is a 30 degree angle. The issue there is that we wanted to have the angle such that the parking, that the new parking that is in place will be a little bit longer so mm-hmm. that we'll accommodate larger vehicles, which has been sometimes a problem now because the larger vehicles will hang out into the traffic aisle and then right. the cars have to go out and around. So it's a kind of a safety issue.
I believe the city passed an ordinance a few years ago saying that the longer trucks weren't allowed to park there. Will they be allowed to park in the newly redesigned parking spot?
That's my understanding is that, the newly designed angled parking will be long enough for the longer vehicles. Okay. Yeah, there are signs down there now.
Right.
I drive a larger truck. I actually park around the corner because I parked there one day and I looked up and there was a sign that said right. no long vehicle. I thought, well, I better set a good example. Right. So I moved around the corner.
Well, some people don't. Is that a good example? And that's the problem. But I'm glad to hear that that's not going to be an issue anyway. So the overriding issue in Boulder City is, of course, the slow growth ordinance. A certain amount of homes are allowed to be built each year, and we never even reach that. So how do you understand that issue in terms of your job?
Well, I've worked for a number of different communities, mm-hmm. both very high growth, right. North Las Vegas, Henderson certainly, even the city that I came from in California, even though it's relatively landlocked. It was one of the fastest growing cities in the Bay Area mm-hmm. just because of the zoning and some changes right. that had occurred over recent years. They were building up, not out, and right. so they were still growing very quickly. Mm-hmm. However, I've also worked in some very slow growth communities as well. I worked for 2 years in a little town called Windsor, California, mm-hmm. a little bit north of Santa Rosa. They had a growth management ordinance very similar mm-hmm. to Boulder City, so I'm not a stranger to that at all. I believe that that some of the unique qualities of Boulder City, not only that it's a small town, but that there's a sense of community here. Mm-hmm. There's some, I guess, tangible and intangible results that you see from that policy, and I think it's very important that we maintain that. It seemed to have worked very well for a number of years, so I'm a big proponent of if it isn't broken, then don't fix it.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. So you just told a little bit about your background, but talk about how you got educated and how you got into this field and what brought you to Boulder City.
Yeah, so my undergraduate degree is in geography, but mm-hmm. it was really a specialization in urban planning.
Okay.
I didn't go to school planning to do that. It sort of came about organically. One of my professors, who happened to be my advisor at the time, was on a city council, and he was an urban planner, and he introduced me to the field of urban planning. So when I was out of college, I'm from southern Idaho originally.
Okay.
So I worked for a short time in Bannock County, Idaho, Pocatello, mm-hmm. Idaho.
Okay.
But it was a rural county. Mm-hmm. I was sort of I like to describe it as being a circuit rider planner because there were a number of small towns, mm-hmm. Very small towns that were unincorporated, and we covered all of those areas. So I would travel around the county and work with the officials. Some of them, even though they were unincorporated, they had leaders or sure. mayors or community boards that mm-hmm. we worked with. I then had the opportunity to go to Japan. I had lived in Japan previously and spoke Japanese, and I was selected for a program that was just getting started by the Japanese government to teach English there.
Okay.
And I had previously lived in Tokyo, again, very okay. large city, but in this case, they sent me to the far west side of Japan mm-hmm. called Kumamoto, very rural.
Yeah.
And I lived in the country, and I worked at the city hall, town hall there okay. for the Board of Education. I got a little bit of a circuit rider there. Now I think about it, I went mm-hmm. to 3 or 4 different schools at a junior high and 2 elementaries, and I also taught adult classes. But I did a lot of cultural communication mm-hmm. or cultural activities as well, and I was part of a larger program. So I worked with my colleagues who were most of them were from the United States or a few from Australia and Germany, and we did a lot of activities, and there was I could go on and on, but I'll just leave that. So lived in rural Japan, and again, a very, very small community. When I came back to the United States, I worked for a time as a tour guide. In Los Angeles, and okay. then they transferred me out to Orlando. So that was, I call it the best job ever, because I was literally the person with the flag, taking the people around all of the theme parks as well as Kennedy Space Center. Once in a while, we got to go down to Key West, and mm-hmm. so that was a fun job. But I knew that it wouldn't last. So.
Right.
Through one of my acquaintances in Japan, I ended up working for the Japanese government in New York City.
Okay.
So little old me from small town southeastern Idaho, and I find myself on the 44th floor of the Rockefeller Center, and it was an exciting time. Mm-hmm. I learned then that I really enjoy cities. I think most people are may not like New York City. Right. I found it to be great. I met my wife there, so okay. that was the best thing.
Yeah.
she was there as a graduate student and was working for a finance company,
okay.
and later for J.P. Morgan Bank. So we were married, and then we both had jobs, and we loved living in the city, mm-hmm. but I had always had the idea of going back to graduate school. So I applied, accepted to Harvard. So mm-hmm. I went to the Graduate School of Design at Harvard. It's a great program. One of the reasons I liked it is they train architects, planners, sure, landscape right. architects. And so we would do different projects in addition to our schoolwork, different types of projects. Some of my classes were at Kennedy School of Government, had one class in real estate economics at MIT. So okay. again, little old me from Idaho sitting in all these classes, I felt very fortunate to have the For those sure. opportunities. Yeah. And then I have such a long history, but we ended up going back to Japan. My son, our oldest son, was born in Boston right before 9/11.
Okay.
He was in the hospital and all of that was happening. Right. We had many friends in New York, so it was very impactful on us, sure, but we were right. glad to be focused on him. We ended up going to Japan. I was there for a year on a Fulbright scholarship at a university there. Then came back to the United States. We lived in Southern California, in Ventura, where my daughter was born.
Okay.
And then that's around that time, we ended up for job reasons. I came here to Las Vegas, worked mm-hmm. for North Las Vegas, and later for Henderson. And we spent about 4 years in the Bay Area. But we owned our house here, so I moved my family back here, assuming that I would follow them shortly thereafter.
Right.
But got a different job working there, and so I've been commuting back and forth. Came to Boulder City, or the job in Boulder City became available, and I was, of course, interested in it and applied, and was feel very fortunate to have been selected as the city manager here. So I share all that because I have a lot of different experiences, but
sure.
I feel very much at home here, mm-hmm. in a way that I haven't felt in a very long time.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad and feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to work here as a right. city manager.
Well, certainly different from Las Vegas. I know I lived in Vegas when I first moved to Southern Nevada and didn't like it, was ready to move back to New Jersey. And when we came to Boulder City, it was like, oh, this is different. So yeah. I immediately felt right at home, and I'm sure you're feeling that.
You're from New Jersey. Yeah, when I was, right after I was married, I worked for a very short time in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Okay. And right across the bridge.
Yeah, right across the bridge.
Great. So your last job in California, you know, I think I read it was over 100,000 residents. So
just 81,000.
Okay.
But it was part of that whole South Bay right. area.
Okay. So it's, yeah, it's a
very
kind
large
of
city.
A larger area. So how are you going to make that transition to the slower pace of Boulder City?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. As I mentioned, I feel much more at home here than mm-hmm. I have in a long time. I think maybe it's because I grew up in a small town,
yeah.
and so I'm not a stranger to living in a smaller community. I guess compared to where I grew up, this is a large community,
right.
so,
okay.
but it is a lot smaller than Milpitas.
Right.
I guess I would say it's smaller. There's a sense of community here, and it doesn't have all of the problems or the issue, many of
sure.
the problems and issues that come up when you live in a larger community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So. And you like cities, so the city's right over the hill, as we say
yes,
here in Boulder.
Best
city.
Of both worlds,
right? Exactly, right. So you talk about your education. I mean, going to Harvard was a pretty amazing thing for you, I would think.
Yeah, that was never in the plan, but
right.
the opportunity presented itself, and I was again felt just very fortunate to have that opportunity to mm-hmm. go. It's a very different environment there. I had at the time a niece and her husband who lived there, so we had a little bit of family around.
Yeah.
But it was a completely different environment than we have ever lived in. New England is very different, and we enjoyed traveling around and seeing that part of the country. It was a little too cold for us, so
yeah, definitely.
I think some of the coldest winter. We lived in a very old house with very bad windows and
a drafty old house.
Drafty old house, yeah. And we learned how to put plastic on our windows, and but it was just my wife and I at that time. She continued. Interestingly enough, she continued to work in New York. She was one. I think of her as one of the original teleworkers. Now we have people working from home all the time now, but it was rather novel at the time. And she would be there working, and then maybe once a month fly down to New York and meet with her coworkers, and that worked out for us very well at the time.
Great. So let's talk about your job as city manager. You know, basically a city manager runs the business of the city and does the bidding of the mayor and the council. I think we have a really good council now. It's settled down after a couple of years of so how do you work with the council and the mayor, and how has that been progressing so far?
Yeah, when I knew that I was, after I'd been offered the job and knew that I was coming to Boulder City, I was home for the Christmas holidays and took the opportunity right before New Year's to meet individually with each of the council members. And Boulder City is, again, I keep using the word fortunate. This is a very fortunate community, very fortunate to have a very stable council that works together well. Again, I've worked in a lot of different communities. I've worked with councils like this one that work together well, and I've worked with the opposite of that too.
Sure.
Obviously, it makes it a lot easier for the city manager and for the staff if we have a stable, very clear direction from our council, and I'll continue, you know, that will be my goal, is to continue to work with them in that manner. And I appreciate that they all have a love for this community, and I have a lot to learn from them. So right now, I guess I'm still in the observation mode, and they are my five bosses, and they're all very different. But they come about it, and they probably run for office for different reasons. But look forward to working with them.
Yep.
Very good people.
Great. We also have a fairly good staff here in Boulder City. How's your impression of them been since you came on the job?
Yeah, excellent staff. Yeah, and I just, you know, I want to be here and be supportive of them. Right now, again, I'm just observing and learning from them. They all know their jobs very well. It's my understanding, with a few notable exceptions, that some of them are relatively new in their jobs as department directors as well.
Right.
So again, I'm glad that we all seem to get along very well. And one of my first items of business is to hire a new fire chief. We're working on that. The interviews were held, and now we're moving to the next stage of that. There's also a vacant position for an assistant city manager. That's a new position at the city. It will be part kind of an administrative. I used to have an administrative services director, so it'll be, you know, assistant city manager / administrative services. Okay. And then I didn't want to jump right into that right away. I need to know the city's needs a little bit better, as well as the needs of staff, because I'll be working really closely with that person. I want to make sure that it's someone that that fills my gaps as well, you know, and that we balance each other out and has the skill set that will complement mine.
Okay. Will the council have any input on that person?
I'm sure that I'll consult with them and I'll ask them, you know, what they think is needed. We appreciate that they supported creating that position. Mm-hmm. I think it is important to have a kind of second in command in the city manager's office, so that if I'm away or for the day or you know, I take time off, that there's somebody here that is in a leadership position that can continue to coordinate with the council as well as lead the staff.
Okay, great, great. So another role of the city manager is to manage the budget. Budget's very important to the Boulder City residents. We don't like seeing our taxes increase, and thank goodness they haven't gone up, in my remembrance anyway. So how are you going to manage that, you know, what challenges do you have there?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to come in. My first day here was the special meeting with the council to discuss the budget.
Okay.
And staff, again, excellent staff, particularly in the finance department. We've been, they had things well under control, and we're moving forward with the budget. The council seemed very supportive of that. We, with any budget, we're making a few changes. I think there was some staffing need in the Public Works Department with the fleet. It was my understanding this year they used more of a collaborative process. So over in the Parks and Rec Department, they had a different need. So they, you know, all of the different departments worked together to put the puzzle together, and then finance, you know, put it all together and brought it to the council. we will go along. One of the things that's been my job here is remarkably similar to my job in Milpitas, mm-hmm. and where I was working before, in that we were in the middle of a budget process over there. They were dealing with a much larger deficit than we were, but the over the next few years, our revenues have not quite kept up with our expenses. So that will be something that we'll need to keep our eye on for the next few years. Now, we project that by 2029, there will be some additional solar fields or other businesses, or some battery businesses that will go out there that will increase our revenues again. But I think the key there, just like our family budgets, sure. we need to make sure that we manage our expenses. And there's different ways of doing that, and so that we keep that in line. This year, we delivered a balanced budget. The council has made very clear that they would like to see that each year, and yep. that will be my goal as well.
Absolutely. So one of the reasons our tax rate is stable is because of the solar fields, as you mentioned. What have you learned about that since you've been here?
Well, this is something new to me. Yeah. I have solar panels on my house, but this right. is a much okay. yeah. a much larger operation, as I've learned. I've going to have some opportunities that utilities director's made available. No, he's made me aware of that. I can go and learn more about the industry of this type of large scale solar. What a fortunate circumstance that we have here is almost the perfect storm, where we have plenty of open land and the transmission lines and plenty of sunshine. Right. So I think it's been a great boon for the city. Over 30% of our budget, I think a little, maybe right. 35%. Mm-hmm. We have to be careful that we put all of our eggs in one basket, right. Right. of course. And I think it's important that as we look ahead, that we look 5, 10, 15 years in the future. Sure. And what does that look like? Now, for now, the revenues are stable. The revenues that are coming in are leases. They're long-term leases. And so there isn't a volatility to those revenue sources, which is really good, because a lot of our other resources are coming from the consolidated tax, which is in Nevada largely based on tourism. Right. Now we've had diversification in our economy. That will continue to be a good thing, but at least for Boulder City, again, mm-hmm. we're unique in many ways, and I would say this is yet another way that Boulder City is different, in that we have a very stable revenue source that we want to continue that will continue for the next sure. several years.
Okay, great. So, you mentioned tourism. That's one of our main industries here, especially adventure tourism with the bike course up there. And we had zip lines at one point. I'm not sure if – I don't think we have them anymore. And the railroad bikes are also gone. But, still a lot of people come to Boulder City. We're at the entrance to Lake Mead National Park and the Hoover Dam, of course. How can we supplement that kind of tourism to coming to the town?
Yeah. Well, there's a great thing about to happen over here on the hill where right. the Chamber of Commerce is located. Mm-hmm. They have that great facility that used to be the Welcome Center and that large parking area. So I was up there a couple of weeks ago speaking with Jill mm-hmm. Roland and Lagan, and she said, they received a grant from the state. And they're right. going to put in the Adventure Center, mm-hmm. which I think is a great idea. We sure. have all of, this. I was saying this morning when I was meeting with another group that this is a great niche market for Boulder City. Mm-hmm. That we have all of this. One of the things we've done is protected our open space,
right.
but we also use it well. Mm-hmm. We mentioned the bike paths, the zip line. We hope will be coming back. It's there. It's in my understanding. It's been checked and it's still able to use it. So mm-hmm. we do hope to get another contractor to come in and bring the zip line back. Skydiving is another one of those. Right. We have this great airport, mm-hmm. and the skydiving has been gone for a while, but we do hope to bring that back as well. And then, right here next to Lake Mead with the kayaking. Oh, you mentioned the rail. Right. I heard that there might be a version of that that's coming back. And then we also have the museum that's being built over there. Right. So all of these great things are happening, and it feels like that there's a very positive change coming, where we can continue to promote the city as a destination for those who, you know, even if we have this large tourism market on the other side of the hill, if we could capture even a small percentage of that for people who want to get away and come to this type of a community where we have provided for a lot of different outdoor recreation activities, that's a great plus. I think that the Chamber of Commerce has done a great job in bringing that Adventure Center here. Look forward to seeing that open in the next year or so.
Absolutely. And we have a great downtown as well with all the restaurants and the attractions down there. And last New Year's Eve, they actually closed the street off, and that was exciting. And I think we're going to see more of those type of events, correct?
Yeah, this brings our conversation full circle because part of the improvements on Nevada Way will include, I think they refer to them as festival gates. Mm-hmm. So you see these on Water Street in downtown Henderson now. They'll be decorative gates that will be open most of the time for the traffic. But when we want to close off the street, we'll shut the gates. That we'll have a new roadway. We'll have extended sidewalks and, you know, other opportunities. So I think that's part of that plan also. You know, we're going to upgrade the street, and we're going to upgrade the area, but it will make a nice gathering place for the community.
Yeah, great, great. Well, one more question. Your predecessor, Taylor Tedder, I forget his name there, you know, did a great job while he was here, and he did such a great job. He got another job back east in Rehoboth, Delaware, which is a great, great town in and of itself. But he was only here for a few years. Can we count on you sticking around a little longer than that?
Yes, I'll be here as long as they'll keep me. I hope it's a very long time. I've already been to the other side of the hill, so to speak. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. I feel more at home here than I have felt in a very long time. And again, just feel very fortunate to be the city manager of Boulder City.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations on getting a job. We look forward to having more of these discussions down through the years. Great. And we'll look forward to your leadership of the staff and the city.
Great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Boulder City Podcast. Special thanks to our videographer, Billy Walker, who is also available for photography and video assignments. He can be reached at info@billywalkermedia.com. Also thanks to Boulder City Social for partnering with us and helping to disseminate the programs. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City Podcast.